podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Who's our matchmaker all of a sudden? It's none other than our traffic diva, Chris.
And I am just teeming with anticipation of true love ahead. I'm so excited. Tim and I went to a party over the weekend, and there's this guy we know, recently divorced in the last couple of years. Great guy. Generous, funny, fun to be around.
I'm sure he's ready to move on. What's wrong with him?
So we were chatting, and it came up. The subject came up that maybe I have a gal who he might be good with. Mm-hmm. So he was on board with it. I know you were saying that guys were like, not interested, but he came up with this, hey, I got four season tickets to the Rockies. Maybe we can all double date. And I'm like, yes.
Double date right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. I know. And I hadn't even consulted with the girl yet. I had no idea if she was interested or not.
First of all, the flaw in his problem is going to a Rockies game for your first date. That could potentially be like 4 hours
of small talk.
Right.
Worst thing ever.
Your first date is coffee shop. And
but there's beer.
There's beer. I disagree. I think that's great because not only do you have the game to kind of distract you if there's ever a lull in the conversation, but then if you guys are going to be there and, you know, 10,000 other people are going to be there.
4 hours, guys. Now, I've been on first dates that were 9 hours, but, you know, but you have the out in the first 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Well, there's always a long line at the bathroom excuse if you just don't want to go back to the seat.
You just go wander around the concourse.
I just went home to go to the bathroom.
I spilled cotton candy on my
Let's
shirt.
Get back to this matchmaking for just a second, because the point I want to make sure that I'm not misinterpreted here. Mm-hmm. I think there are some guys who like doing that, and there are some guys who play the part of matchmaker. But in general, this is a total chick thing. I think the average man never wants to be set up like that, and he certainly would never be a matchmaker himself for his friends. Guys don't do that.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, this is my first time being a matchmaker.
It is?
Yes.
Well, now you started, you're not going to stop.
No, I put out the feeler to the gal, my friend, who I adore. But my fear is that they're going to get together. Two people I like a lot, I'll get them together, and that they won't like each other, and then it'll come back on me.
Of course.
Why did you do that?
That is one of the fears that guys have. Yeah. Our friends are going to hold it against us.
Right, exactly. But then on the other hand, as women, Emily, I think you can attest to this, we have the notion that, you know, birds will be singing, flowers will be growing around them, and they'll just be like, love.
We see love everywhere.
Yes.
But what one day, what is going to happen that's so disastrous and rock your world and shake your core that at the end of one date that you've been set up and it doesn't work out, that a friendship will falter? You know, when you're like, I don't want it to come back on
me. It's not a friendship will falter.
It's just a date. Just go out.
He might kill her.
It's an awkwardness kind of thing.
Yeah. We've never been in an awkward situation.
And as a buddy, we don't mind going out and getting a beer with them and listening to them talk about their love situation.
Right, but we're not going to be like, dude, I know this joke.
But we don't try to influence it generally.
I think that the gamble of possible love is much greater than the awkwardness that might happen.
I like this double date thing, kind of, because then there is four of you to talk and carry it on. I kind of like that. To Dom's point, I think when guys just don't care. It's like if you're in love or if you're not in love, we don't care. I just don't care.
You'll
work it out, I'm sure.
We will note it.
Yes.
Okay.
Noted. You're in a relationship now. Got it. I'm not going to see you as much. Fine.
Correct.
Right.
All right. But do we sit boy, girl, you know, the two couples together. It's me and Tim.
And then you next to the girl.
Right.
Whatever her name is.
And then the other guy in the other end.
Sure. I think so.
Yeah, they're the bookends.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the two guys can just chat with each other the whole time.
Yes.
Because they know each other.
Yeah.
Right.
So
you got to have separation.
See, Dom, you're sighing and you're grumbling. What if so many loves of your life have passed you by because you refuse to be set up?
He's been with a lot of loves.
I've been set up one time in my life on a blind date.
And it scarred you forever?
No, it didn't scar me, but it's just that I can't say this without it coming out wrong.
You just don't like it.
The problem is not meeting people. I don't have a hard time meeting people.
Sure,
so that's fine. So when people try to set me up, I just kind of want to politely say, I can meet people on my own. Thank you. I feel like it's an arranged marriage kind of thing. Like,
you have to make it work almost, right?
Right. There's pressure. And yeah. Honest to God, Emily, just hypothetically,
sure.
If you came to me and you said, Tom, I've got this great friend.
She's 25.
Perfect. Uh-huh. You know, and I want you to, you know, to go out. Then you don't think I feel pressure that you have supposedly picked out somebody that you think is great mm-hmm. for me. And I know after one 30-minute coffee day, it's like, then I have to go back to you and say,
sorry,
your taste was terrible.
I don't like your friend. Really, be like, your taste is terrible. She's 25. See, did you see that rap?
Right there?
And that's the problem.
Yes, you'd get defensive. Yeah.
So that we're put into an awkward situation. I have to say, your friend's really nice.
We slept together, but she's just not going to work
out. I just had a light bulb moment. This is how women, because we do love to set up, you know, our friends, guys, girls, whoever. This is a light bulb moment. You should have just told your guy friend, hey, I've got a great girl for you.
She's talking to Chris here.
Yeah. Right. Sorry, Chris. And then maybe you just have a barbecue and you tell the guy friend, okay, she's going to be the one wearing the purple blouse. You just kind of go after it.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
So you do it one-sided.
Nothing
that's
wrong with that.
That's how you set up people.
Yeah, that's
nothing
wow.
good with that.
All right.
Set up a little picnic barbecue with a bunch of people at the house.
Nice.
Then you invite them both over, and if they make a connection, great.
She'll be holding a single red rose.
I would like to know what Dom in the Morning listeners think about this. Here's the two questions. For guys, don't be the outlier guy who calls him, I love setting people up. We're talking to guys who are traditional guys who
straight,
don't like it.
We want to talk to some straight guys.
Are we missing an angle of why we don't like to do it? And then for ladies, maybe you call in and tell us the best scenario for being a matchmaker with your friends. What element have you found makes it more likely to work out?
Not working with Dom.
Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy, Mix 100.3. We're talking about how Chris is playing matchmaker and she's setting somebody up. I was like, look, generally guys don't want anything to do with the whole setup business. Listen to this note from Brian we got on Facebook. Dom, you're right. It's too much pressure. I one time, and then he repeats, one time let a good friend set me up. She set me up with her best friend who had just gotten divorced. It was obvious in the first 5 minutes that we had nothing in common. It was awkward for all of us. To top it off, my good friend was furious with me that I didn't fall in love with her best friend. Yeah. And we haven't really talked much since. Listen to Dom. Do not set up your best friends.
Well, that's the risk.
Yeah, we do see things through rose-colored glasses when we're in matchmaker mode, don't we?
And you
we?
Know how when, like, if you tell somebody, hey, I really, really love this movie, or I love this band, I like this song, listen to this, you're going to love this, or read this book, you're going to love it. And then the person comes back and says, oh, I hated that. You take it personally, right? Like, you wrote the movie or something. Yeah. Why didn't you like my movie? Well, I think it's even five times that amount when it's your friends who you have picked out and you cherish in your life, and somebody that you set them up with doesn't like them. That becomes a comment about you, doesn't it?
Yeah, you just got rejected.
Right. It's like, what's wrong with my taste?
You want your friends from different groups to be friends.
Nobody loves me.
And lovers.
Here's Abel on the phone. Abel, what's going on?
Okay. This is what I think. So we got a young generation of kids out here that are watching World Star, that are searching up terms on Urban Dictionary, and times are changing. You know, it's not the 1990s. It's like we got a new generation going on. And I think that matchmaking and stuff like that, that's back in the day. I think now we just meet through, like, online, you know.
Tinder.
You know, parties and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
You just swipe left and swipe right, and you're done. Right, Abel?
Yeah, you just go for it, and if it doesn't work out, you just go for another. You know what I'm saying?
You know, like, I know what you're saying.
Holla!
I want you to pull. I want to thank you for a great phone call, Abel.
Yes, no problem.
No problem, dude. Pull your pants up and have a great day.
This isn't the 90s anymore, Dom.
Here's
the 90s.
They just bounce back so quick, those youngsters.
It's not the old days, like the
90s. Ouch. Ouch, Abel. The 90s are the greatest.
Holy Even cow. Emily's scarred by that.
Holy cow.
Dude, these aren't the 90s.
What? This isn't a Full House anymore,
Damn.
Yo.
Here's Jamie. Good morning, Jamie.
Hey, good morning.
What do you say about this?
Well, as men, we're hunters. We don't want to sit in a high chair or at the kids' table and be fed. We want to go out there and get it ourselves.
Jamie, you nailed it, man. That's the analogy for which I searched, and you brought it home perfect. We are hunters.
How do you feel about the 90s, Jamie?
yeah, I got nothing.
That's a great call. Thank you for being on the show.
Man.
We appreciate your time.
That is pretty good.
That's pretty much
what we don't want the meat delivered to us. We want to go hunt the meat, right?
And feel like we've accomplished something.
That's
not
right.
Like you don't cut our meat for us and put the plate in front of
us. That's no fun.
Does that make sense to you, Emily, at least?
Yeah, it does.
Meat. It comes down to meat and grilling.
Right. Well, you know, you get pizza delivered. Why not? I don't
know. Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy, Mix 100.3. And I thought of yet another reason why guys don't want to be set up. And Jeremy, I think you'll back me up on this.
Okay.
And Emily, I want you to think about this for just a moment. If you were to set me up with one of your friends, do you know what I'm always going to know in the back of my mind? That you and your friend are talking.
Oh, so everything is being relayed.
Every little detail, whether it's intimate or whatever.
Little detail.
You guys are going to go out for your white wine, and you're going to sit and talk about it. And it's like, I don't want that. I don't want That's like when you went out that time with Jeremy's wife. Do you remember how upset?
One time.
Remember how uncomfortable Jeremy was because you and Nicole were talking about everything?
I put the kibosh on that real fast.
Yeah, I don't want to go out with your best friend because then that best friend is going to blab all day.
It's like you're sleeping
with
Emily.
That's exactly why I wouldn't set you up. I don't want to hear about you all day.
She sees your mug all
day. We're good. We're cool.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Only you do have that one friend.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.